It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong, reporting from Chicago, with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Thursday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by Mystic Lubricants. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up. I was at the county fair in Valparaiso, Indiana, just a few days ago, watching traditions being passed along from one generation to the next. As they were exhibiting the livestock, the kids were learning a lot about work ethic, for example. And one of the things being passed along in many of our farm families is how to care for the equipment. Many kids and grandkids have learned that and carried that on into their adult life, and many have come to rely on Mystic Lubricants to keep machines working harder for longer, season after season. Mystic products like their legendary JT6 grease are specially formulated to perform in even the harshest environments. No matter if your machines are 3 days new or three decades old, you can count on Mystic to protect your family's tradition of caring for the equipment. Find your local Mystic distributor or retailer by going to their website, mysticlubes.com. It's M-Y-S-T-I-K, lubes.com. If she were alive today, Paula Dyer would be a 39-year-old woman. But when she was 7, Paula Dyer was murdered at Knoxville, Tennessee, by a guy named Billy Ray Eyrig. Well, it has taken 30 years, but unless the U.S. Supreme Court steps in today to stop it, Eyrig will be put to death tonight, a little after 7 Central Time, for what he did to Paula all of those years ago. Eyrig has selected as his last meal a supersized burger, onion rings, and a Pepsi. It was one of the early mega churches, and today it's one of the 10 largest churches in America, Willow Creek Church, northwest of Chicago. Willow Creek claims a total membership at its flagship church and 7 other campuses of 25,000. Well, last night, the entire board and the current lead pastor resigned. And this follows the resignation back in the spring of Willow Creek's high-profile founder and pastor, Bill Hybels, after allegations of misconduct surfaced. From This Week in Agribusiness, for our friends who milk cows, there just hasn't been a lot of good news of late, especially about milk as a beverage. But now there is this. Chocolate milk has emerged in recent years as a surprise contender for the best post-workout meal. It's the meal of choice for British Olympic gold medal winning runner Mo Farah. And now, a study published in the journal Nature says chocolate milk contains carbohydrates, proteins, and fat, as well as water and electrolytes. And, as Nature points out, all are ingredients that the body needs after a workout. Maybe you've heard former Cleveland Browns legendary running back Jim Brown has made it clear he would never kneel for our national anthem. Brown, who was known as one of the most prominent activist athletes back in his era, back in the 60s, said, "I'll never kneel, and I will always respect the flag." The 82-year-old Brown told the Associated Press he supports the rights of the players to kneel, but he didn't agree with what they are doing. Brown said, and these were his words now, "I'm fighting with all of my strength to make it a better country, but I don't think that's the issue, because what is the top side? Are you not going to stand up? This is our country, man." That's the Morning Midwest Digest, brought to you by Mystic Lubricants. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.